Spider-Man behind Spider-Man. Question 1. What inspired Stephen Kutcher's love of insects? A. Experiencing nature when he was a child. B. Starting the insect fair in Los Angeles. C. Watching movies that feature insects. D. Hearing about a professor's love of insects. Question 2. Choose the statement that best summarizes the main points of Kutcher's education. A. He studied spiders while on family vacations. B. His education came from working in his field. C. His career required a degree from film school. D. He earned degrees in entomology and biology. Question 3. What did Kutcher do that shows the ability to adapt to new ideas? A. Developed an interest in the outdoors early in life. B. Considered new career options after college. C. Counted the number of insects in movies. D. Worked hard on his first movie set. Question 4. One of Kutcher's main goals is to A. star in as many movies as he can. B. Educate the public about insects. C. Discover a new kind of spider. D. Learn how to paint spiders. Question 5. You can guess that the people who made Spider-Man wanted the spider in the movie to be blue and red-orange so that it would A. draw attention to Spider-Man's tricks, B. teach people about strange spiders, C. cause audiences to laugh, D. match Spider-Man. Question 6. Look at the sideboard text features. The heading helps you know that the sidebar is about A. controlling insect pests, B. copying Kutcher's career path, C. becoming and being an entomologist, D. deciding what subject to study in college. Question 7. Someone who has potential has A. a desire to teach, B. the ability to develop, C. a way to learn about nature, D. an interest in studying science. Question 8. What does engaging mean? A. quiet, B. talented, C. likable, D. smart. Question 9. What does perseverance mean? A. willingness to take a chance. B. knowledge in many areas. C. persistence in following a plan. D. excitement about a new idea. Question 10. A rendition is A. a pictorial representation. B. an acceptable action. C. an unusual talent. D. a difficult task. Question 11. What has Stephen Kutcher done to suggest that he deserves to be described as the ultimate insect trainer? A. Placed locusts on movie stars. B. Collected fireflies in New York. C. Made a wasp fly into someone's mouth. D. Started an annual insect fair in Los Angeles. Question 12. Which detail from the article suggests that insect trainers are in high demand? A. Kutcher has worked on movies, in television, and on music videos. B. A community college in Los Angeles offers classes about insects. C. The article's author interviewed people who work in special effects and movie props. D. Kutcher supervised an artist's painting of a spider for the movie Spider-Man. Question 13. You can tell that Kutcher values education because he A. knows how to repair butterfly wings. B. adapts insects' behaviors as needed. C. supervises insect and spider stunts. D. teaches at a community college. Question 14. Choose the summary that best describes the main point of the Spider Olympics. A. Spider-Man's director studied the abilities of various insects before he chose which one would bite Spider-Man. B. Kutcher exhibited different types of spiders so that Spider-Man's director could pick the right spider for the movie. C. Kutcher helped actors auditioning for the lead role in Spider-Man perform tricks that various kinds of spiders can do. D. Spider-Man's director asked Kutcher to find a spider that displayed greater strength and more skills than any other spider. Question 15. Look at the sidebar text features. Typical task in an appropriate subheading for the bulleted list because the items in the list A. explain how easy it is to become an entomologist. B. They show that entomology is a predictable occupation. C. Discuss activities that entomologists carry out. D. Describe entomology jobs outside of Hollywood. Question 16. According to the sidebar, one way in which entomologists benefit the public is by A. studying insect evolution, B. memorizing many insect species, C. discovering new species of insects, D. investigating ways to control insects. Question 17. What does potential mean? A. The ability to grow or develop, B. a way of connecting with others, C. a passion for a field of study, D. a hopeful outlook on the future. Question 18. Engaging means A. excitable, B. charming, C. intelligent, D. inventive. Question 19. Someone who has perseverance shows A. unwavering attention to details when solving a problem, B. creative thinking when explaining a complex situation, C. unusual skill at understanding the behaviors of animals, D. steady persistence in following a set course of action. Question 20. What is rendition? A. an alternative course of action, B. a pictorial representation, C. an unrealistic imitation, D. a research question.